Keep it going the rest of the episode. World record, the longest, single longest vocalized mag dump. Mouth Foley.
Matt Foley?
Mouth Foley.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Do you guys know this?
Completely.
Huh?
I beg you to bring me out.
Completely.
Yeah. Bring me out. Bring me out. For sure. Bring me out.
You haven't seen this?
Yeah, Fight Club. What is that?
I don't know. I can barely hear it, but...
I beg you to bring me out.
Completely.
What is...
Basically, they're doing a prank on this poor man with the ghoul in the back.
For sure.
The driver pretending like he can't see it. And he's scared.
Jesus. Well, that's hard to understand.
Right. I know. That was an odd choice for me to play it then. But I love that audio. I love the sound of what he's saying. Bring me out completely. I beg
bring me... That is really...
Bring me out completely.
God, bring me out completely.
I beg of you, bring me out completely. But and what's being used against that guy in that clip is mental weaponry.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because we're talking about weapons today.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like we always do that. Is like we're like, there's a mental version of a physical thing. Like there's...
Well, yeah, we're seeing... Because we know about the Shadow Realms.
What are we gonna, do we ever do the opposite? Or is it just that? What would the opposite be?
Like opposite emotion, would be like... We would be like, love the opposite of the physical love.
Oh, jealousy, objects of jealousy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Physical representation of a paragraph. You see what I'm saying?
Look at this. Well,
a physical representation of a paragraph, that would just be like the page of a...
Nate's got one of those on his forehead right now.
Damn. Really?
Hey, you realize we've not ever said anything about your hairline yet?
Yeah.
And it's been like 2 years.
Go ahead. This is your chance, man.
It's getting long, too. The hair, it's getting tech and stuff.
Yeah.
In the sauna, it's getting in the sauna, too. It's spiking out.
Do you guys want to see it fully fanned out?
Yes, please.
Right now?
Yo,
it's maximum potential. All right, check this out. Watch this. Switch to video right now.
I'm always doing video. I can't. Oh, my God. Oh, Nate. Holy hell. What the fuck?
Damn.
You can't believe that, can you?
No jokes to make about that.
No,
That's called curls, man.
That's called being electrocuted by an AC unit.
Yeah, that's Jim Carrey's kind of Count Olaf physical stuntman. You know what I'm saying?
There's got to be some role I'm perfect for besides Robotnik.
There's more than one, bro. Yeah,
there's got to be. There's got to be
casting directors.
Hey, casting directors. Yo, movie idea. I got one. I think I got one. All right, ready?
Okay.
So you remember Wedding Crashers, right? It's a hilarious film. So this is a little bit of like some working class gentlemen who get brought into this kind of uncanny valley, kids next door type of wedding island.
Okay.
Now, why don't we do the opposite? That is called like Wedding Vortex or something, where like a really rich ass prince goes on a date with a girl at a wedding in the West Virginia Hollers, and he got like the Bradley Cooper, but you know what I'm saying?
Wow, yes.
Bradley Cooper football guy, but he's like
high status to low status.
Yeah, he's like snorting meth and stuff.
Damn, but the but the bride he's chasing is so fine.
Oh my God,
Virginia level fine.
What'd you say?
Oh my, Virginia level fine.
Virginia level fine?
Because all the chicks from Virginia are extra fine, right? That's what you kept talking about. When you get faded, you keep going like, damn, back home, man, you have no idea.
Oh, in Virginia, that's not for love. It's not for lovers. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, Nate, read the sauna. I saw one of the guys. You know the guy. The guy who does the RVing. Cool guy. Really fit.
Yeah.
I saw him at Starbucks and it was a bit awkward, bro.
No, really?
It was like seeing someone, you know, I feel like the sauna is so sacred. You know what I mean? Everyone's vulnerable in there, even though they're just talking about stocks.
Right.
yeah.
But then you see that person that out in real life with clothes
that
on.
Guy would,
it wasn't awkward. I was just like, hey, how's it going? And he was like, hey, how are you?
Crazy to see you with your clothes on.
I know. Well, I probably. Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So loud. Yeah. Man, you look different, man.
No,
you,
no,
you clean
I've
up good.
This, yeah. No sweat running down your back.
Yeah. 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 Well, we've never done weapons.
We had to have like 7 times. There's no way.
We haven't done weapons.
No, because we haven't talked about, you know, why do we. I feel like RuneScape is a very good starting point for weapons in terms of the origins of weaponry.
Right.
Dagger, starting with a dagger, a sword, long sword, two-handed sword.
Short sword, mace, Kirby sword.
Short scimitar.
Aladdin-style sword.
Aladdin-style, that would be funny to have a... Eric, you should develop a video game but you're not allowed to look up any of the... names of stuff, and you got to have click on stuff like that. Aladdin style sword, sharp armor.
Yeah, we can start with steel. Well, what we really should do is start with primitive rocks as weapons.
Well, right. Before rocks, bro,
fist. Rocks
look at what I'm making right now. That's called a fist. And probably even before the fist, it was just hand or teeth, because.
For sure.
This is even takes
thin,
a level of intelligence.
I think this was aquatic at one point. So it was a
I
think
the first
physical violence on land would have been a slap.
Smack
right to the fucking face. A wet slap too, because that shit was a wet fin, cuz we were kind of hybrid in and out of the water before we fully got, you know, our sea legs, I guess. Is that
They're putting a little English on the fin slap.
Well, all of a sudden there was a fish with a thumb, and that's when everybody backed the fuck up. You don't fuck with that guy. That's the motherfucking Brock Lesnar of the ocean. So he comes out with a thumb, eye gouges a tuna, a fellow tuna,
and that's probably why
we started going to land.
Yo, I have a theory about the thumb, okay? And why,
Finally.
Thumb theory.
Follow me with this. This has to be true. Has to be.
Everything's true.
Yeah.
I think I'm breaking into a new scientific realm right now.
It's possible.
Yes.
So, all right. So the first, these are all genetic mutations, right? So some weirdo had a thumb, all right? But the thumb had to be so advantageous to the species that it replicated itself, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So the first dude with a thumb was probably like his fingering game was like crazy. So that's why he like.
I didn't think it was going to be sexual, Nate, but.
Hey, well, come on now.
In retrospect, I should have.
Because sex is what actually continues the race, right? And that's what continues evolution, right?
I think we had probably penises and vaginas at that point in this stage in evolution. And we had gone past like the busting nuts on eggs at the bottom of the ocean, which I think I've described before, how fish.
Oh, right. They just blow it onto the.
Yeah.
And that's
caviar,
by the way.
Yeah. 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 That's what you're eating every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, man.
We worked out caviar.
Yeah.
So this is the first like kind of like non phallic orifice that we could kind of play around with was the thumb.
All right.
And I think that, so you, you're like, all right, I know. We get it.
Well, it was the whole head back in the early days of the internet, if you've seen that video. So a sexual thumb first came. The tuna, the foreplaying tuna, and that's the beginning. That's the missing link.
Bro,
yeah,
freaky
yeah.
tuna.
I mean, I just typed yeah. into Google early fish. You understand what I'm saying?
Shouldn't you search late fish?
Well, I want to go that's even us, man. Further back. Look at that early fish, bro.
Who's that? A manatee?
Nah, that's an early fish.
Oh, shit. That looks like an eel with fucking googly eyes.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, that's what they keep. That's what they're saying about it. And you're saying a thumb. I got to say the evolution stuff, until I can get a macro on it, or a micro rather, and break it down, I buy it and I trust scientists always. But I need to, you know what I mean?
Well, why don't you come with me to the Rockies and we'll even go to South America. I want to show you, I've talked about ring species on here before, but I'd like to show you a physical example. Well, we can actually follow along one species of lizard and we can see them as we go up the different sides of two sides of the mountain where the genus was separated when they reemerge, converge at the top and wow. they can no longer procreate together. They're different.
Really?
Species.
So they're so, okay. I mean, yeah. clearly that makes sense. And I've even put that shit together when I was in Christian school and they were saying, making fun of evolution. But I would like to see that with my own eye. Show me the fossil records. That's what I always fucking say. I believe you, but show me the fossil records.
Show me the telemetry data.
Yeah, exactly. Please. Joe Rogan. Who did he say that to?
He's always saying that. I feel like that was his first big thing was like,
show me the telemetry data.
The moon landing. Like, you realize they don't even have the telemetry data anymore.
What is telemetry data?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
for dude, somebody, for the listener. Dude. For the listener.
Oh, for the listener, course. What's telemetric data?
Because I know. Of course.
Well, it's the flight log. It's probably
it's
the
flight
path,
I believe.
Because knowing the Van Allen radiation belt, let's just say that's the basically the ghetto of antimatter. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Respectfully.
Of course, respectfully. Why would I don't? And listen, if some people are tapping out after I've just made that comparison.
Yeah.
I take that.
Then we have a lot to learn and a lot to own up to.
Yeah.
So it started watching, with the go.
Oh, real quick. I was just watching Steiny. Did you watch that, Jack?
I watched the Steiny whole Adam thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was incredible, dude. Like Steiny's the fucking man, dude.
Well,
like, he says like respectfully in like an earnest way. Like he was talking about making fun of the president or something like that, and he's like respectfully of like it was just so funny.
Well, I'd love to show a clip here. I mean, first of all, camera visuals back on if you're listening. Here's a picture of one of the Nelk Boy squad members, Bradley Martin, with Eric and myself.
Yeah.
A selfie we got with him, 2022.
That's right.
I was just showing this.
So you guys are in the universe.
Not only are we in the universe, watch this. This is a clip from a vlog. We were walking by them.
Oh, this is so legendary.
This is about when Russia invaded Ukraine. But I came up, me and Eric walked up to them as two Russian guys, as big Russian fans.
And they were, yeah, right.
And we made the cut. Check it. So check it out.
You knew exactly how to get in the edit. You knew exactly what to do, dude.
We had got up to them and then they didn't get it and they're like, can you come back and do that again?
That's why they're all laughing, because we fully pretended to recognize them.
Wow.
For the first time. So acting too, double acting.
Yeah.
That's actually so in character, acting as a Russian guy, acting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, bro.
It was speaking Russian a little bit, Jack. Don't you know some sentences?
Да, наконец, я тебя жду под тот час. Меня зовут Нед Ворон. Как вас зовут?
I feel like my accent's not good.
When will the conflict end?
It needs to end now.
Don't do this, man. Don't do this.
I want to go explore Russia, bro. Respectfully.
You want to go all the way to the North Korean border town with in Russia? Because that stuff looks pretty.
See, yeah.
Siberia.
Gorgeous geography out there.
Mm-hmm. And architecture and weather.
I wonder what's going on in the Mongolian, like, Siberian kind of.
Don't ask. Don't ask, bro, if you don't want a negative answer. Not good. Okay, so it started with the fin slap. Then we go to the. Then we get the
weapons.
Hands.
Weapons. All right.
Then we get the fizz. Probably. Then we develop rock technology. Mm-hmm. So it starts with just large pebbles, whatever you can get. It probably sticks too. When did we start laying traps? You know, did they have traps pre-fire?
Well, does it
dig a little ditch and put some brush over it? Trap the monkey, then eat it.
Yeah.
Or the boar, I mean.
Whatever. Trapping the chinchillas. For the guinea pigs and
roasting them. Yada yada. Well, they couldn't probably roast them. They had to ceviche those style animals with citrus, probably pre-fire.
Right. Man, it must have been so nice to have fire because they were eating raw baboon ass and shit. And they're
Jesus Christ.
Well, this is what was happening, man.
They're eating
raw flesh of baboons. Their ass. Their butt cheeks.
You know? I wasn't easy. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's probably other things.
And then they could finally fucking fillet that shit up. And then it was like, God damn. And then you had the butter with that. You had the rosemary. Culinary.
They're probably burning the shit out of it.
Invented.
When they had fire, I bet having well done was that was royalty.
Yeah. I do want to know. I want to save this for the restaurants episode. But when was the first restaurant? When did they make that first? I want that first entree. I want that first aperitivo. I want that first hunk of meat put on a plate.
It was probably right away. I feel like as soon as anything gets invented, it gets fucking monetized and made into a fucking business. Bro. So probably right away.
Right. Yeah. Something tells me it was beachside crab. It was kind of crustacean themed, you know.
The first restaurant, as we generally understand the term, is believed to have opened in Paris, France. This makes me feel very sad for the past civilizations. 1765.
Excuse me? That is so false. That is so fucking false.
Excuse me?
Well, what do you say to people? What about...
You're telling me there wasn't the Benihana in fucking Egypt or Mesopotamia?
Restaurants with menus, fixed prices, reservations, professional cooks, and individual table service by waiters existed as far back as the 12th century in China during the Song Dynasty. Once again, bro, this is the criminality of elevating Western history, Western stories.
Specifically, French people.
That's right.
French men. French people do not get enough shit talked about them on just the news.
Right.
ESPN. I don't even care. There should be just a little chunk. Hey, everybody, we're about to get into the Pacers game, but first,
let's talk some shit.
French people can suck it. That's for sure. All right.
Listen to this. This is quite intriguing to me. I like the sound of this. In Sumer, around 4000 BC, there were houses of women that were beer brewers.
Oh, no.
Coming in.
Brothel.
No, beer brewers, bro. Look, clean your ears out. Stop being disgusting.
That's where your fucking lineage began. Like that's the far like
the boy running around lineage. Like you know sweeping up yeast or whatever they do. Wow, there are depictions and descriptions that people would meet at these houses, pay for a tall glass of beer, and they would congregate around drinking from large vases with reed straws. Take us back to from whence we came, please.
What is this?
They were getting faded.
They were doing the volcano bowls with just beer, essentially. The tiki volcano bowls that you split with your boys.
You said straws, right? There was a couple of straws in them.
Reed straws.
And you're being ruled by half alien, half human giant gods, by the way.
Why?
You know that, right? In Sumeria.
Right. Yeah, that's you got the civilization bringers there. The Anunnaki.
They were having sex with us or implanting their DNA in us to make us hybrid aliens.
I would
humans.
I would be
the reptilians.
I would be falling at my knees at the, because they're probably 8-9 feet. Maestro, please.
Maestro.
Put it in me.
Oh. You'd be begging for the DNA.
Yeah.
you're like the dumbest hominid version. Like
the dumbest one in the village wanting a little.
I wonder if that happened instantly. Do you think they changed the in that DNA sequencing technology implementation? Do you think there was some like
thank you for calling it implementation making it
of course there's technical. No other way to say it.
Yeah,
you think it happened like there was a basically like Neanderthal, maybe dumber version of that who is, you know, the common folk of Sumeria, and then they just like went into them with a, you know, their like whatever radar or something like radiology, whatever they and then they instantly became like woke up being like human.
You're wondering if it happened instantly or if it took generations of breeding,
or if it was like their kid was really smart and they were dumb, so there was a generation of like humans and their parents were all like these fucking dumbass fucking Neanderthals,
right?
That's just quite interesting to me how that.
Well, it's something to think about in terms of short
stories. I feel
that
way. Yeah. I feel that way now. Every generation is so much smarter than the ones before. You know what I'm saying? And yet the frustration of having to have them in power. And they don't know diddly squat. You know what I'm saying? Am I still on topic?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Okay, perfect.
Wildly on topic.
Okay, perfect.
Generational weaponry is what we're talking about here. Knowledge. All
right. So a good place to crack this shit open is probably Sumeria, right? Once again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wondering what kind of weaponry that the Sumerian soldiers used, yeah, they had spears. Yeah, they had axes. Yep, they had daggers as well, and sickle swords too.
Wow.
Okay.
Can I just cut to the fucking chase and ask you guys the big question of the damn episode?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking lie. When do you think you're gonna buy a gun, and what kind of gun is it gonna be? It could be never. You could say never.
I have been feeling the urge. There's someone that we know that goes to a gun range and posts it only on close friends. And I'm not out of a need for defense, but I do kind of want to go shoot those things. I'm not under any false pretense that I'm going to ever defend myself correctly with a gun, but I wouldn't mind going and shooting at some fat fucking cans and barrels.
Yeah. Well, we do. I mean, we haven't talked about this recently, but the shared gun for the Patreon. Oh, if you're right. If you're new to Joy Tactics, there is a shared
community
gun that's and you there's a sign up sheet in a like a Google Doc,
yeah.
And there's a waiting list, and it's just kind of passed around to anyone who needs it, anyone who wants it. And that's one of the benefits. $5 a month. I mean, come on. That's pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, people were saying, we want a 9mm. We want these little baby-ass guns. You know what I mean? The little snub nose. Nah. We're getting a 50 cal pistol. Have you guys seen the 50 cal pistols? That takes one fat bullet. One and done.
I think I would want a rifle, though, to answer your question, Jack.
Oh, wow. A rifle.
A hunting style long rifle.
Why is that?
Well, you want range, right? If you're gonna have a gun, I just don't foresee myself being in a close range situation with a weapon. I think I'm gonna be on a hill in prone position, getting somebody from about
right. Surrounded by your brothers wearing gray wool.
Mm-hmm.
Outfits, you got the bayonet strap
covered in mud.
Yeah,
that's how I find myself in the apocalypse. Somebody has and there's like a tribe of folks that have like, you know, a Nintendo Switch, and we're trying to go get that shit.
And somehow AOC's still around and she's in the close friends now.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be so?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. AOC driving the, she unfortunately her legs have been destroyed in an accident. She's walking around in the spider mech that's got about eight fucking legs. That would be sick.
AOC in the Sonic universe. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Did you know that Scientology has music?
Like their own genre?
Play it.
Life is a journey. Life is a maze. In the end, it's you that finds your way. Ooh. No need to listen. No need to wait. Things will try to lead us on the street.
Wow. Turn it off. Turn it off, dude.
You almost just gave in, didn't you?
I literally, man. Yeah, I did.
That's called See for Yourself by Scientology Music.
It's a good message, bro, because
is listening to that.
You wonder why there's so much propaganda against them, right? Lou Theroux trying to take them down. Leah Remini trying to take them down. Why? Have you ever really looked into it for yourself and not just bought someone else's words about it?
I don't think I've ever looked into anything myself. When you really think about it, right. No, yeah.
Do you think that Scientologists have crazy style energy weapons that they're going to bring out at some point?
You think they have love slingshots?
When they have what?
You think they have love potion slingshots? Oops. Oh, I'm not going to hurt you anymore. What was I thinking?
The love wars. Man. Can you imagine a whole battlefield, thousands of soldiers with love slingshot energy vortex weaponry? Bro,
love bombing.
They're like, now they're all rushing towards each other, and everyone's like, ah. They're all hugging by the end of the battle,
busting.
You got one person who's still pissed because they didn't get hit. It's up to them. That's a crazy idea too. It's like that movie, The Invention of Lying, where Ricky Gervais is interesting. But what I'm saying is this time it's a world where everybody wakes up in the middle of a war, World War III, and all of a sudden everybody's peaceful except for one person who still remembers.
Wow.
It's called the invention of history.
Wow.
Man, on a serious note, can all the young people please fucking stop the love bombing for once? I've heard about this and it makes me so angry. Love, you know about that, what that is, right? Love bombing?
Of course.
Explain it then, Nate. Tell us what love bombing is, bro.
Why don't you guys and I'll kind of hop on, like, after.
Love bombing is essentially a tactic of manipulation used to essentially make someone like you via compliments, right? It's basically a compliment train.
It's basically...
Because they have glazing, the... Right. Gen Z and Gen Alpha and love bombing at the same time.
Right.
All
right.
These people need to learn how to be cold, ruthless men and women.
Well, they are being ruthless and cold by love bombing.
Right.
Because you're lying on your emotional resume for a friendship interview.
They're running complimentary train on people, essentially. If you're getting the compliment train run on you.
The complimentary Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
The one person... team compliment
and bukkake.
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind a fucking shower of compliments. To be honest, I wouldn't mind you a shower on your knees.
I wouldn't mind that.
You on your knees, 100 dudes just giving you a hell of compliments.
Bunch of men I respect.
Make you uncomfortable a little. Be honest. Be honest, Eric. If fucking Macaulay Culkin, Kieran Culkin, Jessica Alba, we're all standing around you, and probably 12 or 13 more people, David Harbour, all standing around you, back to back, going quick, giving you compliments. You
blowing my back out with complimentary phrases.
You're on your back. You're on your back, lying on your back in swim shorts. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't feel uncomfortable.
Here's what had happened. It'd be like the Goodwill Hunting scene where Robin Williams is like, "It's not your fault," and Matt Damon's like, "Yeah, whatever." That's the first one. That's the first compliment, right? It's not your fault. Yeah, I know, man. It's not your fault, kid. I know, man. Why you keep saying that? It's not your fault. And so by the fifth compliment, when they're saying, you are attractive, your body weight's okay, you're quite talented at being present and acting. Maybe by the fifth one, first four, I've had my wall up, but by the fifth compliment, they've broken down my barrier and I accept it. And it changes my entire life because I can accept love for once.
And that's basically being love nuked. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm imagining right now a facial expression that I feel like you do, Eric, where you're like, yeah, I know. You know, like everyone's giving you compliments and you're kind of like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I do
make that expression.
Yeah, right.
I'm aware.
Thank you, man.
When the dentist gives you a compliment, wow, great job lately. I know. Don't I know?
When are you going to drop your facial expressions, PDF, acting, ebook training course?
It's coming soon once I can freaking... I'm battling it out with the publisher right now. Yeah. Oh,
Penguin is horrible.
Penguin. Penguin.
Once you get Adobe Acrobat, it's over.
It's game over once I get that shit. Trebuchets. Let's get into trebuchets. These would have been a terrifying technology. You're used to just arrows.
Launching,
this thing. It's like a slingshot on trend.
So this would be like you put a huge rock on it, right? And then you over
and strap,
the...
And strap some POW's bodies to it. Throw it behind the city walls. There's David.
Yeah, that would have been devastating.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like the first couple versions of that, it would have been really easy to dodge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably a janky setup. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was more of like... just to show the might of that you mastered that engineering technology. I feel like that was kind of the first like intention of that weapon.
Or it was like technology. Annoying. It's like, oh man, that giant, look at that clump in the sky. Fuck, that thing's gonna land right on my horse. Rock. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, clear out. Damn it.
How about when they, because you know, to get behind into castle walls, soldiers would have to go up ladders, right? You know that, right?
Yeah,
I've seen more.
Remember when they poured hot oil down onto the incoming soldiers?
Yeah, I would be the guy who's like, keep going up, like
it doesn't even
affect
just bone.
Like, what the fuck? The island.
Oh, you think it's funny? What the hell?
Man,
imagine this in the future. I don't know why this just popped in my head. A trebuchet style, but it's like it's like a giant, basically contained aquatic orb. Okay. And in that orb is about 80 to 500 soldiers. So they launch that out and it splashes everywhere all over the fucking battlefield. And the soldiers come alive, and they start fucking just wreaking havoc.
This is like what Jar Jar Binks' people used in The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
The giant fucking blob.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Would water break your fall if you're in it like that?
I mean, yeah.
No one's throwing money behind this type of science yet.
Hydraulics.
Hydraulic aquatic weaponry trebuchet. Trebuchet.
Yeah. Then you kind of, I mean, we haven't talked about wizardry weapons at this point yet. Different spells,
magic.
Different forms of magic, because those could be projectile as well. Magic.
Oh, definitely.
Magic has a lot. It's interesting. So there's obviously the elemental base attacks, earth attacks, wind attacks, fire attacks, water attacks,
lightning
attacks,
dark.
Purple.
Dark purple.
Exactly.
Attacks.
Yeah. But then there's also simple spells. that aren't necessary, where it's simply, oh, you thought you could move? I'm going to freeze your body like concrete. Medusa.
Right? Concrete. Yeah.
They didn't have concrete with wizards.
Right. Well, maybe they did.
I like when the wizards have to be like, fuck it, and they have to use their staff like a weapon.
Oh, shit.
You know, like it's staff too close match. Range for the spells. And they're like, God damn it.
Fuck back up.
Whacking people with that fucking stick.
Well, what people fail to consider is the crystal that goes atop the staff.
Hmm. What do they underestimate about it?
They underestimate the power that and the difference between crystals. If you have a fucking yellow crystal, that's a lightning staff. Purple crystal, dark energy staff. Blue crystal,
water. Red. Yeah, it's fire. I had
a vision of a fucking a fantasy novel, Eric, of the crystal mines, and these are the lowly
humans. Keep it to yourself. Okay, crystal mines, yeah.
The crystal mines, it's a bunch of humanoid human people. They're forced to work in this crystal mines, and they're they realize the power of what they have. You see where this is going, right?
Yes.
Emma Stone, Yorgos, please tap in.
Is there a boy that is sort of been underestimated, whose parents had passed away when he was a child? He's an orphan, essentially, and he is very attuned to one of the most powerful crystals.
No, there's not that. Let's move on.
Well, that's the spinoff.
Oh, shit. Hey, you're tough to be in like a writer's room. Yeah.
Immediately, nope. Like, I draw the line there, man. Yeah. Take my idea or leave it. Don't fucking change it. Mutate it.
So magic spells.
Well, you know what's interesting about magic, though, right? Is that if you took a tomahawk missile back to the year 9, what would they call that? Magic. Right now, that's technology that if we broke down the calculations and equations, we could easily understand, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But to them, yeah, that's magical weaponry, essentially.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's weird to think about that, really. So if magic all of a sudden became highly explainable, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And all of a sudden we have to start calling it, I don't know. I mean, listen. Airbenders, we don't call them magicians. We don't call them wizards. Avatar, they don't call him Avatar the Bald Wizard. You know what I'm saying? The air wizard, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The magic, you know what I'm saying? What do you call that?
This is maybe almost a benefit of the impact of that AI is going to have on our children, to where there's no more critical thinking skills. The AI thinks for you. It takes care of everything. We become a slow race, you know, of people, movement-wise, because we've gained too much weight and we can't even think anymore. Everything becomes magical again, right? Mm.
Yes.
Where we don't understand anything.
We don't understand anything. We can't imagine how a piano works, but we know it makes beautiful music that puts us to sleep or lets us dance.
And we're all really fat.
Yeah, yeah, Wall-E style.
And slow. Okay.
I was thinking about doing that for a wedding. If I was if I was going to have a wedding, maybe I'll do it on my second wedding, because my first one, I want to go for it. But my second one, I want to gain a bunch of weight. Everyone's always, I'm trying to cut down. I'm trying to reveal definition for my wedding so that when we take the pictures, I look fit. I wouldn't mind, going, Jared Leto, Mark David Chapman style. Is that right?
Well, in an ancient society, that would signify wealth and abundance.
I know. I feel like I was born in the wrong fucking time.
Wedding just caked up. Caked out.
Oh, my God. With the suspenders.
Oh, man.
That would be fun.
Would you guys go to a gun range with me, or are you too afraid?
Well, I've been to one, right? With my father.
When?
When I was in high school.
You went for your 18th birthday?
My graduation gift was to shoot a pistol.
Is that right?
No. But okay. I did go in high school with my dad, and I was like, surprised at how, one, there was a lot of heat that was coming. I don't know if it was just my dad's like fucking busted pistol that he has, but there was a lot of heat coming out of this particular gun that he has. And it was pretty tiny. It's a pretty small gun. And I was like, man, what's that called? The recoil?
Mm-hmm.
That is not a joke, man. And you've seen videos of people, the noobs with these guns, and they underestimate the recoil, that
right.
power mm-hmm. of the weapon. But these are quite powerful pieces of, I've said technology about 1,000 times this episode, so I'm going to try to find
switch
another
it up.
Word.
Yeah.
these are quite advanced pieces of metallurgy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Here we go.
Do you know what's illegal to have on a gun is a foregrip? You know, like they have in Call of Duty?
The front?
The front little grip. Like you can put them on pistols. Stabilizer. However, that's illegal.
Why?
My question is, why is that illegal?
Why?
Let's look up the legal reasoning behind foregrips being illegal.
Well, because the First Amendment is being trodden on.
Exactly.
They don't want, oh, you can still have this, you can have that. Really? The government is telling me what I'm allowed to protect myself with from them. That's like you know what that's like? Oh, man, this is the perfect stand-up routine. You guys know what this concept of the First Amendment is reminding me of? Those horrible leases that the landlord gives you that seem just...
Right. Oh, this is some satire coming out, too.
Well, I'm tying in gun law with tenants' rights, and I'm merging the left, I'm merging the right.
For the first time, meet finally.
In the motherfucking middle. That's my dream, is to take the motherfucking Congress, the Capitol building, and I'm going to make it. This is good. You know how it's a big round building? They got the chambers. They got everything. I'm going to make that shit just the skinniest building in the fucking world. And it's going to be a physical signifier that you can't separate yourselves. All right. We are stuck with each other. You're sharing an office. Oh, hell yeah. Trust me. Republican, Democrat, 1-to-1. You are sharing an office. When I get to be president and reorganize the workspace layout of senators, where Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tammy Duckworth are about to have a motherfucking bunk bed style workspace.
Man, that's such a good idea.
That's brilliant.
And they should be like attached to each other. You know, a Democrat and a Republican. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be in Congress, you have to be literally connected 24/7, like in a sack race style. Mm-hmm. Walk around with them, and you truly get to know the other person's point of view.
Eat with them.
Sleeping with them, not sexually, but just in the physical sense.
Sleeping with them. Camaraderie sense.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, things wouldn't change.
Why don't we make a company
finally have dialogue with one another?
Would you guys invest some money with me? Just send it to me, and it's called Bipartisan Solutions. Bipartisan Development Solutions.
Yes.
So this is all about building development. You know what I'm saying? Physical, yes. Physical solutions to political.
The goal being one party. There's one party.
One single Democratic Party.
The human party.
The Nick Cannon party.
The human resistance, Nick Cannon style Confederacy. Okay.
Oh, Confederacy.
I've looked up why foregrips are illegal. All right. Now, we're getting to language I didn't quite understand, so I've just done some research. A vertical foregrip on a handgun is generally illegal under federal law because it transforms the pistol into an AOW. Now, what is that? That stands for any other weapon. What's any other weapon? What I've just found out is the government is fucking cracking down on the most interesting weapons of all time. They don't want us to have these. They want us to have boring-ass guns. They don't want us to have interesting James Bond-style weapons. So listen to what is heavily restricted, okay? Gadget guns. They don't want us having pen guns, knife guns, umbrella guns, cane guns, or belt buckle guns.
Okay.
They don't want us having pistols that shoot shotgun shells for whatever fucking reason. They don't want sawed-off shotguns.
Oh, hell no.
They don't want wallet holster guns.
Yeah.
Bro.
Now imagine if all the liberals in America had access to all of those things that you just mm-hmm. described. Mm-hmm. And we were at the Capitol. Okay. The human resistance is in full force. I mean, tell me we wouldn't. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from this, is that we can't. They don't want us to revolt.
What I'm hearing is that, you know, Q from James Bond. Q.
Mm-hmm.
He's the smart one. What's that?
Who's that?
He's the gadget designer, and he lives in a laboratory, and he's an old man.
I don't think he lives there.
This is what the Democratic Party needs, is its own Q.
He just works there.
No, no, he lives there, bro. That's what I, to my understanding, at least.
You saw a bed in the,
just
in
like the people
in the background, a twin yeah. size bed.
That's like Mr. Krabs lives at the fucking Christie. Right. Crab, clearly. But we, the Democratic Party needs its own Q to be designing terribly violent gadgets and weapons.
Well, what do you think Zoran Mamdani is? The DNC wants you to believe that they don't support him.
Right.
But that's only because they don't want you to know that he's actually their most top secret weapon.
The Democratic secret agent.
We hate him. We hate Zoran. Don't go looking in the lab to see what we've actually been cooking up. Meanwhile, we got fucking Chuck Schumer. We got fucking Kirsten Gillibrand. All of these fools are up at there designing his socialist plans. Trust me. Behind it all, trust me. Mm-hmm. And Gillibrand's taking the heat for it. She's right. Yeah, this shit's all fake.
They're playing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 dimensional Chinese checkers and chess.
They're playing motherfucking invisible dimension Yoshi story at this point.
Why do I have?
You know, do you guys remember that game?
Yeah, of course, bro. It's one of the most complicated games of all time. It's a perfect.
Vivid image right now of Zoran with a scar across his face, an eye patch, shirtless, jacked as hell, all oiled up on top of a hill of trash, with his arm has been cut off, but there's an automatic weapon that comes out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's not a tank, if he's not in the Brooklyn Tank Commander Army, you know what I mean? And if he's not running the fucking tank division out of Greenpoint, my predictions are way off.
You think he's going to come for Curtis Sliwa up in Greenpoint?
No, Curtis Sliwa, I imagine they join forces against the Cuomo droid army.
Wow. There was a big-ass sign last night, like one of the traffic signs, you know what I'm saying? Like a big one, you know, like a temporary sign that lights up orange and it says like road closed.
Mm-hmm.
But it said, well, I got a picture of it. I'll just show you. But it's a disparaging message about Andrew Cuomo, son of Mario Cuomo. Sorry, I found a picture on my phone.
What is it?
It's the spray tan I got before I had a panic attack and didn't get
please show it. Please, to Puerto Rico. Please show
such
it.
A
okay.
All right. This is this sucks. This is a gray spray tan that I got about 48 hours before not getting on a flight to Costa Rica, going to the airport every day and taking benzos to every single day to get over my fear of flying. All right. Damn. Let me zoom in on the skin tone.
That was weird. Was that stain in your bed sheets?
Everything. It was so having a week long panic attack high on drugs while your skin is gray like that, getting a spray tan. If you know you're about to have a panic attack, get a spray tan first. Have some fucking dignity. But anyways, this is the sign.
You gotta get tanned up.
Cuomo is a sex pest. Dude, I bet they used a you know what a flipper is?
No.
I think it's, what's it called? It's a like flipper? A flipper device. It's a crazy device that you can program. Flipper Zero, portable multi-tool device for geeks.
Is it a hacking sort of tool?
It's a hacking device, bro. And you can program it to change channels on
Oreos
television.
And shrimp.
What are you eating, Jack?
Hmm?
What's that?
I apologize.
I don't even know what just happened.
You know, just to bring it back to weapons, I feel like you brought up the tank, the Brooklyn tank. I forget what you said. Sector.
Right.
But that was an interesting moment when we combined weapons and vehicular elements. Notice that's how I'm curious. Trying to not say technology again. I'm trying to use different
Words. Maybe we've talked about it, but there's, you know, in World War One, they brought out tanks for the first time. Then B, the tanks had things on the front of them Like, have you guys seen 1917? Yeah. Have you guys seen the whips that they, the metal whips that they had going around on the front so they could mow down the soldiers?
Whoa.
Imagine that, bro. You just got used to cars. Cars just came out.
That on the Mazda.
Now you're on the front lines and in the Rhone, you know?
I would hate that. Being surprised by a weapon is probably one of the worst things that could happen to you.
Oh, what?
You know what I'm saying? You go up to the fight in Ukraine-Russia border, and all of a sudden somebody has control of a fucking tidal wave.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. I didn't even know that was in the rules.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah.
Do you think people would know in a World War One situation, do you think it would be really obvious that I was just kind of like ducking in the trenches the entire battle?
Your head sticking out? Like,
no, just like avoiding the battle like for the entire
year. You know what they do to people like that, man? They put you down for being coward.
You're the person walking through the trenches.
I made a deal with the commanders being like, I'm too afraid to go out there, but I will kill all the other cowards.
The Elon Musk efficiency.
And I'm way too fucking way too liberal with the killings.
Hey, bro. I only see your head pop up like twice, last 2 days. You're out.
I need to make an example.
You're like so feared in the trenches. Yeah. Like everyone's like immediately sprinting into the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get extra rations of brie cheese. Did they get French food because they were fighting in France and Germany? Or no? I imagine they're all eating fucking cheese wheels.
They're eating fucking. Well, you were in the World War One museum in London. You saw the rations. They had cans of like spam, and it was disgusting. They weren't eating like frog legs, you know.
These guys all probably had 24 inch waists, snatched ass waists,
dude. Right.
Yeah. The World War Dad, diet.
Your hair's looking A, thick as hell. B, it looks military style right now.
Well, what happened is I got a busted ass haircut once again. Come on,
looks
man.
Good, bro.
I can't catch a break.
Have you ever gotten a good haircut? Like I feel like you're always. I'm not saying I noticed this, but I feel like after every time you get a haircut, you're like, what the fuck? Like,
you got the astronaut cut, the 1960s astronaut cut right now, Cape Canaveral. Well,
you know, I'm working on the motherfucking, the sideburns are coming in thick.
I see that.
Two weeks
later. The extendo sideburns?
Yep. Dang. The clip, the banana clip on the sides.
Damn, bro.
Ooh.
Damn. Man.
Those are sick, bro.
Don't know your name, but excuse me, miss. And I'm about to go to the beach with my girlfriend's whole extended family, pulling up with these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got cigarettes rolled up into your white t-shirt.
Trying to reinvent myself.
Mm-hmm. Straight edge.
So
speaking of straight edges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is there any honorable mention weapons that we want to just
3D printed?
Shout out the potato masher grenades, even though they were made by the disgusting Nazi party. I like throwing those in video games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The potato rocket launcher.
DMRs. Shout out to those. Pistols. SWAT. Remember Halo? SWAT. Ah! Thought there was a bug in my ear. Sorry.
What are you saying with SWAT? The SWAT Halo?
SWAT Halo. That's the best, most realistic.
By the way, we need to play Halo, Jack.
Yeah. And you know I have a... Bro, right. I can play it too. I'm always left out of this conversation.
Hey, download Halo Infinite. Let's play.
I have it, bro. I'll put it that way.
Seriously.
I have to come up with my comedy for tonight.
Oh, God. Come on, man.
Done with these. Do mine. Comedy.
You want to do my shit?
How many hours should I put into prepping for tonight, Nate?
You should just go in cold with absolutely nothing.
And some topics.
Yeah.
Just get Chappelle with it. Sit down. Don't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time.
Faded.
Man.
Full bottle of
people's race in the
doers.
Front row. Everyone on the front row, ask their race and just kind of do your whole set.
Yeah.
Just guess it.
Commenting on.
Let me guess. White.
Yeah. Guess the race of every person in the crowd.
The Needler's an amazing that. Weapon. Back to weapons really quick. The Needler.
That is, yep. Dude, that, I would say that's overpowered. The
Needler. Yeah.
When I have the Needler, I'm like, there's no chance you're getting fucking. There's no way you're defeating me in this.
Unless I have the thrusters, because the Needler, what's the problem with the Needler is if you're ever holding it, that you got to stay locked on for the whole clip for the explosion effect on the mm-hmm. end. If you hit somebody with the first 30% of a Needler, and then I thrust out of the way.
Right. That's not happening because I'm thrusting with you to keep you in my sight.
No, you can't thrust with me because at this point, the shot is out of. I keep it American. I don't need those. No,
you
weapons.
Keep it U.S. issued, Marine issued, yep. Shoddy and assault rifle.
Yeah,
Space Marine.
I'm like Vin Diesel up in there with the muscle gun, the American muscle guns.
I like the Gears of War chainsaw fucking weapons. Slice the aliens in half. I like, we always have brought it up a billion times, I like the little grasshopper gun from Men in Black.
And what about the bayonet? We didn't even talk about that. A sword and a gun? Kidding me? Like in Final Fantasy, you know what I'm saying? The Final Fantasy VIII.
The next level is making the bayonet an energy weapon style bayonet, that so there's an energy weapon border to the edges of it. That'll really advance it in my mind.
I think you're talking about a lightsaber, bro.
The lightsaber gun. Damn, has there been a Jedi yet powerful enough yet to have a gun and a lightsaber?
I don't think so. How is that not
awesome?
Wow, are you kidding me right mm-hmm. now?
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, though, for real, we're doing a weapons buyback program in the U.S.
We're destroying all weaponry.
Yeah, pull up to Eric's backyard. We'll put them in the smokeless fire pit.
That's right.
Say a prayer for it.
Yeah.
We should do this. We should have every weapon on Earth, put them in a giant furnace, boil them down to a cube, all right? And then this is like every human on Earth has to do a pilgrimage to this cube to view what was the weapon mecca. And you get to reflect on, you know, what the damage that these weapons have done, and it's kind of your yearly sort of like reflection on why we chose to get rid of all of them,
on the natural violent tendencies of humankind.
Utopian, right, Nate, I got a society that we live in.
Real quick short film for you.
Okay, it's you. I'm interested immediately.
Well, basically, it's you experiencing that, living in a world where there is that giant cube, and we'll get some awesome 3D animation to make a giant black cube of metal. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. the whole short film is you kind of explaining what's going on to somebody. You know what I'm saying? There's no emotional, nothing.
One shot.
So we melted it all down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody's going to the pilgrimage. It's just like a couple people and nobody cares about it.
Yeah, it's just you and like a tour bus explaining to somebody else like the history of something that I know about. And you keep sitting really close to
utopian
them
visions of the future. God,
I could see you doing being like a character who like, they scratch somebody else's neck and they're like, shit, my bad. I was like, my neck itched. I don't know why I like went for yours. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense as like a character trait?
Yeah.
It does. It does to me. Yeah.
We got to stop this.
What All right, gave you guys joy?
Yeah, let's hop into it simply. Oh, dude, I have a good one. Jack, this is inspired by you, dude. So I think I was just questioning you about this on a previous episode, but you were talking about boiling chicken. And I was like, damn, I didn't even, like, that's never occurred to me to boil chicken. I'm always putting it in the oven. I'm putting it in the air fryer, putting it in the pan. And I put about a gigantic bag of frozen chicken into a gigantic pot of boiling water. And I mean, I feel like I unlocked a new portal into my diet, my culinary exploration. It's soft. It's shreddable, the chicken. It's good for meal prepping. It doesn't heat up the house in a way that the oven does in my particular apartment. So it's less heat.
This is how people with sick animals feed them. They boil frozen chicken breasts and just shred it up.
throw it on some rice.
The end of life
and
diet.
And hope. but it's.
And I put some turmeric in that shit. In the,
damn,
in the
turmeric,
water.
No salt, and boiled chicken.
No, hold up.
It's just floating on the top of the water.
No. Turmeric. Well, yeah, but this is my recipe. Okay, so Oh, I'm just noticing my hair's like this too. Damn. So it looks a little. So put in a gigantic bag, the full bag of frozen chicken into a gigantic pot. Just don't even eyeball it. Just dump as much fucking turmeric into that shit as possible. Get the
bitter turmeric.
Garlic powder. Just like no, I don't have no scope. We're talking about weapons. So kind of like just let that thing go. The garlic powder for about a minute and a half. Just dump a full fucking quart of this shit into there. Put a bunch of salt in there. I have some Italian seasoning. Just put as much seasoning in the water. So it's kind of like a soup that you're making, really.
A stock,
right? And I'll tell you what, it ended up being pretty good. Like, it wasn't bad, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
So thank you, Jack, for inspiring me.
Life hack alert
for that life hack. Thank you.
Every once in a while. You guys remember a boiled goose?
Boiled goose.
I don't remember that.
All right. Lonely Island. I'll go, I guess, if you guys don't know that one. So Vin Diesel just had a son 18 years ago. So his birthday was yesterday. And he wrote the most beautiful public message.
Oh,
to
I saw this
his 18th.
Today. Wow.
I'll just read a little bit of it.
There's no way he has a good relationship with this kid. No way.
Don't you dare talk shit about Vin Diesel. He's one of the only good people in the world. So he said, "Dear son, 18 years ago, I could hold you in my arms. All 9 pounds of you." Look at that sentence got me good. Look at how he wrote that. That first sentence, if you can see. Ha ha, writing a ha ha.
Ha ha. No one's writing this for him.
No way. ChatGPT can't come up with this level of human emotion. I knew then you were destined to be a gentle giant. Today, watching you step into manhood, that prediction has come true. From you learning to swim with me there to catch you, to watching you go from riding bicycles to driving with confidence. And then I'm going to skip just to the last sentence. Happy 18th birthday, son. Being your father has been one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Wow.
That's funny.
And this is a guy who's triple X who's been in Fast and the Furious.
So that's what I'm saying. A lot of people think that you have to be some fucked up, hedonistic, crazy lunatic to create masterpieces. Let Vin Diesel be a shining example of somebody with integrity, who pays it forward, who isn't so selfish, and yet is able to create amazing stories.
Damn.
It's amazing. There's no rumors about him or anything.
Inspiring.
Okay, my joy is this. I love that. Shout out Vin Diesel. Shout out your affinity for him. My joy is this. Working out with Nate in the outside part of the gym. There's weights outside, and even though it's stained my shirt with the rust from one of the barbells, it's all good.
Oh yeah,
because it feels like you really feel like you're living in California. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, sun shining on you, you're doing the curls. That's nice. Shout out the Y. Okay, everybody, that's weaponry.
Real quick. Just so I want to finish this thought. I watched a vlog of Sam Solek. What's his name?
Sulek.
And he was working out outdoors with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I saw this.
And it was quite enjoyable because he was like, you could tell this is like a hero of his, you know? Yeah. And they were just talking like bodybuilding and... It was just it was wholesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, just wanted to shout out Sam Solek. And I'm happy for him that he got to meet one of his idols.
Me too, man. I hope he stays alive forever. All right, guys. Good to see you guys.
Send us off, Jack, with the flick.
Oh.
Peace.
Peace out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.